So, hallelujah. You have the ability to have the power or the right or to decide and act according to one's judgment. And I have enough light, enough knowledge of the word of God, revelation in my heart to make a good sound judgment, not to act on that garbage Satan trying to feed me. And I stand my ground. Say, no, you don't. You stop right there. I am not condemned, and the blood got me covered. Now you back off in Jesus' name. Are y'all hearing me? Hallelujah. Well, you must have done something. The blood got me covered. So I repent. And it's not your business anyway. This is between God and me, you and your Father. Father, I know I missed and I helped me. Grace is there to help you. Mercy is there to restore you. New mercies I see. When do you see them? Every morning. Great is thy faithfulness. O Lord, unto me. Great is thy faithfulness. New mercies I see. Not condemnation, not guilt and shame, but mercy and grace to help me to move on so I don't have to have mercy all the time. When I need mercy, I got it. Come boldly to the throne of grace that you may obtain mercy and find grace to help you. Are y'all in the house? I'm preaching better than y'all shout. And find grace to help you when in time of need. I need some help, Lord. I need some help. That's why I'm in the throne room. I look for your mercy. Thank you for giving your grace to help me. Because I ain't going to fail in this, Lord. I'm not going to fail in this. Hallelujah. And he loves when you talk like that. You know you got somebody that'll act. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Real quick in closing, we're just going to get started. We just have to do it the next time. And look at some of the sayings of God. Look what the Lord said. Malachi, so y'all don't even try to put them up. We'll do it the next time. Malachi 3:6. For I'm the Lord God. I'm the Lord. I change not. Hebrews 13:8. Jesus Christ the same yesterday, today, and forever. Yeah. Exodus. I'm the Lord that healeth thee. This is Exodus 15:26. Exodus 23:25-26. And you shall serve the Lord your God. He shall bless thy bread and thy water. And he'll take sickness away from the midst of thee. Thou shalt nothing cast a young, nor be barren in the land. The number of your days I will fulfill. So God, see how people put that false stuff out? God took them. No, he didn't. You just somehow you didn't make the connection, missed it, and you left early. That's all right. You go to heaven, you just got there early. But God didn't take you. He ain't gonna change. He's not gonna change his mind. He said, the number of your days I will fulfill. Hallelujah. 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 Psalm 107, verse 20. He sent his word and healed them. I don't know why they won't get, always saying God putting sickness, and all I find is stripping God trying to get them healed. Isn't that something? He sent his word and healed them and delivered them from their destruction. That don't sound like to me God is a destroyer. Psalm 145, verse 8 and 9, the Lord is good The Lord is gracious and full of compassion. This is verses 8 and 9. The Lord is gracious and full of compassion, slow to anger and of great mercy. New mercy, great mercy. The Lord is good to all. So don't let nobody put that stuff on you. Well, you know, God is trying to do this to you. No. If you're seeking God, God is good. Well, God is rough on those liars and that demon, those devils that's trying to deceive you. But God is good, and he's good to all. How much? Good to all. And his tender mercies over all his works. Can't you see now? Don't let nobody tell you God is out to get you. He's out to bless you. Jesus is ever interceding at the Father's right hand for you and me. He never ceases for one moment praying for you. And when you make strides, he said, Father, look at that. They made that one. Hallelujah. He's pulling for you. He's praying for you. Did he ever pray a prayer that God didn't hear? So you can say, we're going to make it. See, these are some of the things he done. I could go on and on, but I use your time and mine. And I'm about to use somebody else.